My name is Mbakwa Blake Ofon. I'm from the Northwest region of Cameroon, and my Instagram handle is Travel Cameroon, same as TikTok because I'm also on TikTok, the same name, Travel Cameroon.
Started, sustained, and succeeded, so you can too.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, I have the man himself. Now, online, Travel Cameroon is the best, and I do mean that. So I want all the smoke, all the wahala if you disagree, but it's the best showing of Cameroon culture. And I say that because it's one of the most, I mean, he's not just in Yaounde. He's not just in Douala. He's not in Limbe or just Kribe. He's everywhere. He's even, I think he even took them, put them in the pot, made them look so delicious. And even Cameroonians were telling me, Kellen, I would never chop that. My bruv, welcome to Diversified Game. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Nice talking to you.
Always, always tell us about how you got started traveling Cameroon and what is your why, of why you're doing this.
Okay, I think I should start with the why. So I noticed that Cameroon has been underrepresented by most people. They always see Cameroon as this underdeveloped, corruption country. So I wanted to change that narrative to give them a different perspective about Cameroon, that beside some of those ills, of which is something that I believe most countries have those ills. Besides some of those ills, there are so many beautiful things you can experience in Cameroon. The culture, the diversity, the landscape, the people, everything here in Cameroon is so beautiful, apart from the ills that we know we have. So that's what made me to really start the page. I wanted to give people another impression about Cameroon, not just the normal Cameroonese underdeveloped country and stuff like that.
And I totally agree with you because in much of, Africa, especially here on the West, you hear the negative you don't get to see. But even when you're in Cameroon, go to, be where pick a neighborhood, and it's always what we don't have, what we need, and we know who the number one person to blame is. It's always the government, right? Same thing happens globally, but that's not the whole beauty of the country. So I love that focus. I know I had asked you in the DM and even here, and I got to ask you now, will you put out long form content on YouTube? And when is your movie coming out?
I'm not certain about when the movie is coming out, but I'm certain about the long form content. It's just that now I'm really tight. So I don't really have time for that because YouTube really requires a lot of time and dedication. Besides, with YouTube videos, it's quite different from Instagram and TikTok videos, of which I do it horizontally. Why? For YouTube, I need to do vertical. So if I'm to start YouTube, I need a whole lot of planning and all that. Although I did YouTube in the past, but it wasn't really effective. I did not actually do the videos like I was doing for YouTube. I actually did Instagram and TikTok videos, then I decided to convert it to YouTube, which wasn't the best. And back then I was still trying to learn. So every day I improve. But for YouTube, I think I'll start. I'm looking for a date that I will put on my schedule that I will start YouTube this day. Then I'll commence with the YouTube videos. I believe that will happen this year.
Okay, God willing. The, when you talk about the vertical verse, all that footage that you have, what we've learned as someone who manages influencers is even if you have it like that, but let's say you have your banner where people can go to your website, right? So you have your phone number, you have your website on there. People don't mind looking at that, even if it's vertical, because for the creator, it's always kind of like, oh, I got to be able to flip this and fill the whole screen. But do not let that stop you, because I know you have so much more content than 60 or 90 seconds worth
Of
when
course.
I'm seeing you, you know.
I
Yeah,
have.
and we want, I want to see it all. You make, because you make it look so good, you know. Tell the people, because I want to clear up any myths. Some people might look at you and say, oh man, he can afford to travel. Maybe that's one of Etofisa's sons, whatnot. You know, how did you start traveling? And then you start bringing, you know, your madame to places. People want to know, help them with the secret, because people say, where do I get the money from to do all this travel inside my own country?
Okay, so at first, I used to do some odd jobs when I was still beginning in my primary stages. So it was just something that I really had passion for first. Then, secondly, I wasn't traveling regularly, just once in a while. I used to do odd jobs because I used to run ads online for all these businesses in Cameroon. Not used to, it's something that I still do as my side job. So I run ad for Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. But back then, TikTok was still, I think TikTok wasn't really a platform then. So apart from that, I had some, how can I put it? But it was mainly odd jobs for me, because I'm not that kind of person that I like to go and work under somebody. So I was kind of self-employed. Since I did ICT in school, so technology was something that I was really good at. So I could do anything online. Anybody who needed help online or who needed help with a computer and stuff like that, I could do that for a pay. Then once in a while, I travel and stuff like that. But for now, right now, most of my travels are sponsored, especially the one for the guest houses. They pay me, they call me to come and do those videos and publicize them. So for now, I have a budget. Whenever I'm being caught, I have a budget for the travel and for the videos. I get paid.
And this is, if you guys rewind that, for anybody who says, this is what I want to do, no matter what country you are, all through Africa, from the taxi man to, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at. If you're going to these places, you should be documenting and just starting, because this is something that anybody can just start. Now, to get to where you're at, you've put in a lot of work, probably years of work. I want to get into how many years you've done this and started, so they don't think they can just put on their camera one time and somebody will pay them. And I also want you to tell the audience, for those of you who may want you to run their Facebook ads or any of those ads, what the range is, because I don't want somebody calling you and saying, you know, I have 500 francs for you. I need you to run ads. Facebook alone is going to chop all of the 500 and say, give me more before you see one view. So please share, you know, how long you've been doing it, and what is the starting range for someone who would want to hire you for that, if you're even available.
Okay, so where should I start? Should I start with how long I've been doing the videos or how long I've been running ads?
Either one. It's
okay,
up to you.
So,
it's your show.
Okay, I started this about 3 years ago, the Instagram. I started Instagram originally before moving to TikTok later on. So I started it about 3 years ago. So it's almost about 3 years plus now that I've been doing videos on Instagram. Instagram, TikTok is about 2 years plus. So I've started this, if my brain is not in 2020. So I started, I initially created an Instagram for Travel Cameroon in 2020.
Okay. And what if somebody wants to hire you, where do they find you? Is it Fiverr? Is it Upwork? Do they go directly to your Instagram and say, I heard that you do this? Because I don't see you promoting that on the Travel Cameroon Instagram. So there may be even a whole nother platform.
Yeah, you are right. I don't promote it because I barely have time for it. But if somebody wants to run an ad or something like that, they can always contact me on Instagram or my email address, travelcameroon677@gmail.com. So my range, it depends now. It depends on if you are in Cameroon, the range is quite different from if you are abroad. For example, in Cameroon, my range is from 30,000 francs and above. From abroad, it's 50,000 francs and above, depending on the kind of ad you want to run and the duration.
And tell the people, because some people don't understand that if you're out of the country, there may be a tax. Sometimes people come to creators, even on Fiverr and Upwork, and they're saying, you know what, this should be a lot cheaper if I get it from this person. But a lot of times, especially those from, you know, Cameroon will say, give me the Sime Yong Yaounde price. Like, I want that price.
That's
Don't, who
what
cares if I'm, yeah, go
I
ahead, tell them, explain why and how that works.
like the minimum, okay, wage. The minimum wage for Cameroon is really small as compared to those abroad. So that is one reason that I charge differently. Our minimum wage is really small here as compared to the people abroad.
I love that answer. I love that answer. And that's more for people who would be from a Cameroon or other African countries. I was going to be not so polite and say it's because the wahala that you have to deal with from somebody abroad, the time difference, the extras that they may need.
No, I can deal with that. That is not really a problem for me. I'm really dedicated when it comes to doing something for somebody when I'm being paid. I always dedicate my time and I put in my best.
My biggest fear for your channel on Instagram is that when I get back to Cameroon, and my wife is from Cameroon, when we get back, that I won't be able to scroll down enough and see every place that I want to see. Do you have any plan? And that's why I want the movie, right? But do you have any plan for the website? Where maybe it's an add-on charge for these hotels and villas and the beautiful ones that you're doing, where you can categorize them. So, and you can control your website. Sometimes YouTube is funny for somebody who represents influencers. I've seen channels go on, you know, different platforms, and I've had to call the places and say, what happened? We got hacked. And sometimes they can bring it back. But any plans for a website or a alternative site so we can really lock in and map out our journey?
Yeah, I understand. Yes, I had a plan for that ever since, but I've not yet executed the plan. I had a plan to build a website and include all those hotels, guest houses, touristic sites so that you can easily come there and see and make your choice where you want to go and even include packages there. But I've not yet executed the plan. I believe for now, I'm limited in terms of finances, but subsequently, I will definitely do that.
Well, now we're talking about the fun part. You know, we talk about finances and we all have big dreams and goals that we want to hit. And sometimes we think finances, you know, yield those. What can the audience do to help you with that part or, you know, anything else that you may need help with? Sometimes people take investor money, but sometimes people run from it because they know it's going to be, you know, a headache. What can the audience, us, do to help you get to those goals faster?
I believe first, whenever I put some ads online, although I don't always make them to be ads, maybe those hotels, those guest houses, those packages for trips, one way that you could help is be involved, especially those in Cameroon or those abroad just coming to Cameroon. One way that you can help, it's not like I'm asking financially, because I'm actually offering a service, then in return you are paying for the services. So that is one way you can help. Other ways is maybe buy equipment that is needed for all the travels. Cameras, drones, because for now I'm still using my phone, then I have a couple of mics that I use whenever I want to do like an interview.
Okay. How has the collaboration with other influencers in Cameroon been? There are some, well-known channels, whether it's English or in French. How has that been? Are Cameroonian influencers with you collaborating and reaching out and saying, hey, let's do something together?
Yes, I've had a couple of influencers reach out for collaborations, but at the end, they didn't come through, so they were not really serious about that. I really love to collaborate. Just recently, I put out a message about collaborating with some Cameroonian influencers. I reached out to some of them even directly for a collaboration. They were very happy though to collaborate with me, although I've not yet given a time. I've not yet given the period when the collaboration would happen, but I believe very soon, maybe next week.
Okay. Let me know if there's anyone in particular. I don't know everybody, but who I don't know, somebody knows them. And I want to see the collaborations. And like I had mentioned Eto earlier, even if it's Eto coming on, and I'm just throwing that out in the air because you just don't know in these times the service that you have and being the most beautiful channel on Cameroon, showing the villas, showing everything, the food, even the street food. Because me, I chop street food. So I've gotten sick before too, chopping street food. But it was just that American belly, just,
Yeah, no, I
trying
know.
to eat
Okay.
snails on the side of the
Yeah, right.
road. Oh, with some of those luxury places that you go to, do you find that other Cameroonians are staying there, or is it all foreigners? And give us the game, because some of those places you stay are very expensive on anybody's terms.
Yeah, both Cameroonians and foreigners lodge at those places. We do really have really wealthy people here in Cameroon and people that are willing to spend. Instead, I believe that most Cameroonians, especially the wealthy ones, are really open to spending than those coming from abroad.
With the service that you're providing and the popularity that you're getting, and I truly believe the best is yet to come, what is a community give back outside of what we've spoke about that you're doing or that you would like to do in the future?
Yeah, so I plan
Yes.
to really help these small businesses publicize them, especially this market woman. I think that is part of my goal in the future. And these struggling people in Cameroon, especially those on the street, I really plan to help them in the future. Not even in the future right now, it's just that now I'm still limited.
Okay. And with that help, what would you be doing? Would you be featuring their businesses more, or would you be investing your own capital?
I'll actually be featuring more their businesses on my page. It's kind of a content stuff. Maybe one day I can go to a marketplace and decide to sell with a woman, one of the mothers that are selling in the market, or some of these kids that sell by the road that sell those things, those hawkers. I could buy that stuff, then I could put them out there to my followers that if they need to support them to improve their business, in case they have plans to improve or they have plans for a particular business they want to pursue. So I can put it out there for those who are willing to help them, to help them. I believe that is how I plan to help those people.
What do you think, fellow Cameroonians, there and abroad, what does Cameroon need, in your opinion, Because there's going to be a time where folks are going to be running to Cameroon. You're going to receive so many people rocking the jerseys and, you know, just happy to be there. America is burning. It's on fire. What do you think Cameroon needs? Is it more access to internet, faster internet? What is it?
I don't think internet is really our problem. Our main focus is the infrastructures that is really lacking here in Cameroon. Then we have electricity problem as well, although not as intense as the one in Nigeria, but we do have electricity problem. Because with electricity, there are so many businesses that will be able to come and invest here in Cameroon and function really well. Then the infrastructures are really lacking for the tourists. And tourism is one of the most, I think tourism is the most sector that brings money to a country. And I believe Cameroon has been really lacking to improve the tourism sector, especially infrastructure wise. So we have really poor roads, especially to go to some touristic sites. I remember one time I went to Lake Balen. It was not really even accessible to cars unless you're having the SUVs that you could go to the site. So other lakes, other places that is really not accessible. And they are really beautiful sites. That is just what I don't understand.
Well, let me ask, at the luxury places that you stay, because you stay at, I've been to so many, is, you know, I know we have a solar in our place in Semayong in Yaounde. So it's going to be a bed and breakfast once it's all done. But when staying there, you know, my wife can just link up and power is not an issue. Do you see that most people have a generator or some type of solar at the luxury places? And should we then be looking to invest into smaller units for people who don't have, you know, 13 bedrooms or 58 bedrooms, like some of the places that you're going to?
Yeah, that is something that is very essential here in Cameroon, especially for these guest houses and these luxury places. They usually have the generator and the solar as well. Some might just have the solar wives, others might have both. So it's something that you can really invest in here in Cameroon.
Okay, and do you find that the solar, or do you have a preference if a place has solar or a generator? Like, have you seen solar fail on you? Because that's what a lot of people, even in the States, they fear getting solar.
Yeah, solar is not really accurate as compared to a generator. Solar is, especially at night, it fails most at times. So most people that have solar, they have generators, because at night, if there is no electricity, you need that generator at night. Why in the day, solar can take you? And the solar power is not really, it's not really strong that can sustain some of the equipment. So generator overall will always be the best for the luxury places. Not just luxury places as a whole.
Nice. Nice. Let the people know again, and I'll have the links in the description. Let them know where they can find you. Let them know anything that you want to share with them that I might not have covered, because there's some stuff I want to talk to you offline about that. You guys, I'm pushing for the YouTube, because I'm going to be the first subscriber for when he updates it. I just love the channel. But let them know where they can find you in any last words.
Okay, I'm based in Douala, in Bepanda to be specific. So you can always contact me, although I might not be around because most of the times I'm on the road. So you can always find me in Douala because that is my base. That is where I always come to rest. That is where I'm living with my family, because I have two daughters and a wife. So Douala is where you can find me, or you can find me on Instagram. You, You can always write me. You can always write me on Instagram, Travel Cameroon, or my TikTok page, Travel Cameroon as well. But I prefer Instagram because I'm more active on
I
Instagram
love
than
it.
on.
And he has a legacy that he's building, y'all. His Peking will take over it one day, and they'll take over it to this to a whole new level. But you guys have gotten a piece of the game. Huh?
I said, I love your choice of word, the Peking, the pidgin word for a child.
Yes. That's what we do all this for, right? You guys have gotten the game that I want you to get. Now it's your turn to like this game. You can subscribe to this game. I know majority of you are listeners, but go over to YouTube, see what we're talking about. Most importantly, share this game with somebody. It will change their life. We're going to go off air and talk, y'all. Be blessed.
Hello, everyone. Join us on an exciting journey with Explore the World Cameroon. London and Sydney will take you explore Cameroon, the heart of Africa. Experience the vibrant culture, nature, and traditions from Yaoundé Market to rainforest adventures. Every page a new discovery. Join the Cameroonian food, music, and wildlife with our explorers. This book is a true celebration of Cameroon spirit. Get your copy now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and through your library and bookstores via Ingram Spark. Don't miss this adventure.
Are you tired of the violence? Tired of the injustice? Police brutality, rampant discrimination, lack of gun control in this failed bias socioeconomic experiment called America? Or maybe you need a break from the relentless grind and want to regain control of your destiny, your wealth, your health, and your purpose. DiversifiedGame.com has the right course for you. Prepare for my first trip to Africa. Looking to reconnect with your roots, start a new business, or just a fresh start. Africa, aka the motherland, is waiting. Don't let the Chinese and the Mzungus have the fun and also take over the motherland. From Cairo to Mombasa, from Dakar to Cape Town, Africa has something for everyone, from business opportunities to the most amazing people, safety, leisure, and landscapes. The opportunities abound. It is time for the diaspora to reconnect with their roots. Time to reconnect with the birthplace of humanity. Africa is the last frontier. Get your head in the game and reclaim your legacy. The writing is on the wall. Babylon is falling. Give up the stress, grind, and violence inflicted on our people on this continent and prepare for a journey of restoration and joy by connecting with the land of your ancestors. Check out our new course and kick off your adventure at diversifiedgame.com.